Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Well, we began the hour talking about Brazil in this World Cup, and that's fine. But now let's talk about American soccer. There's going to come a time when America's World Cup hopes rest with an American coach, but that time is not now.
Well, the first thing I had to do when getting this job was learn about the competition. We came up with a flashcard system in order for me to make American comparisons to English teams. All I had to do was link what I don't know to what I do know.
Manchester United. Super rich, everybody either loves them or hates them.
Dallas Cowboys.
Liverpool. Used to be great, haven't won a title in a really long time.
Also Dallas Cowboys.
Manchester City.
Jennifer Lawrence.
West Ham United.
Pickup trucks.
That's Jason Sudeikis playing the spoof coach Ted Lasso on NBC. Well, Team USA has the real deal. He's Jurgen Klinsmann. He's won just about everything there is to win in soccer. And with the curtain about to go up in Brazil, he's having to fend off criticism for being perhaps a little too honest about America's prospects. Earlier this year, he told our partner, The New York Times, he didn't expect the team to win in the World Cup. And a lot of people are still in shock over Klinsmann's decision to drop Landon Donovan from the American roster. And though you can argue long and hard over who should and shouldn't be on the team, how much do we really know about this iconic German who's lived in California for more than 15 years? Well, the BBC's Peter Bose recently sat down with Jurgen Klinsmann. And Peter, for those who don't know just who Jurgen Klinsmann is, who exactly is he?
Well, I think he is arguably one of the world's best players of all time. Certainly a huge name in the sport as a player turned manager stroke coach. And his heyday, I think, in terms of a player was in the 70s to late 90s. And he really did play for some of the biggest clubs in Europe, notably VfB Stuttgart, Inter Milan in Italy, Tottenham Hotspur, Spurs in the UK, Bayern Munich, a team which he went on to manage. And the list goes on. He coached the German national team, actually controversially, while living here in California, then moved to the US full-time, and that's when he started to coach the US team from 2011. He has plenty of World Cup experience, by the way, notably helping the German national team to victory back in 1990.
Well, that's a great resume, Peter, but does playing for some of the top clubs in Europe, in England, and in the Bundesliga, and the German national team really prepare him for American soccer?
I think it certainly prepared him in a way. It made him the coach that he is, and certainly building on his great career as a player. But I think as he very quickly realized, if he didn't realize it already, having traveled extensively, sport in the United States is different. And that includes soccer, stroke football, as we refer to it constantly. And he's made the comparisons, he's made studies with US sports. But I think the key thing that he has in his mind when he's dealing with players at the highest level here in the United States is that it doesn't really matter what his pedigree is. They have to gain his respect as a coach.
I don't think that it necessarily helps you big time now saying, okay, but I played for whatever, Inter Milan and Tottenham and Bayern Munich or whatever. It is, I think, the most credibility you earn with a player is to help him in the present and for his near future with the right information and the right tone in order to take his career in his own hands and make those steps. You know, so I'm a big believer and that maybe is the influence of the American side of it in empowerment.
Well, that's all fine, Peter Bose, but American sports fans are used to coaches who really rule a team or at least set the emotional tone. Think of Phil Jackson in the NBA or Pat Riley, these legendary coaches who are largely held responsible for the success of their teams. Is that the kind of role that Klinsmann can play on a soccer club?
I don't think it is, and I don't really think he sets out to do that. And in part, this goes to his own personality. He is in many senses very, very Californian. He's still got that German sort of stoic personality, but he is, to all intents and purposes, very Californian in his outlook. He's lean and he's bronzed and he's very laid back. And that laid back approach doesn't necessarily go with the more aggressive style that you refer to as a coach in a US sport. And I think he believes in that.
It's very opposite to the other American sports, baseball, football, even basketball. You can call timeouts and you have always stops and you can explain things. I think over time, a real big player learns to take the coach's messages the right way, learns to read the messages, learns to take it for him in order to improve. Because you have, let's say, 20, 25 players on a roster, And there's no coach in the world that has the right tone for every one of those 25. Doesn't exist.
Well, that does sound kind of zen and a little bit Californian, Peter Bowes. But in terms of sports, how very un-American. I mean, we Americans love our playbooks, our superstar athletes, our set plays, our commercials. And this tournament and this coach doesn't seem to be offering any of that. Listen to Klinsmann here.
Just following American football with its amazing technology backbone of breaking down every play, studying it, you know, giving playbooks out to players that they have to, when they come in the college system, the first year, the rookie year, they have to study about 100 and 120 plays. It's unthinkable in football that we would do that in soccer. You know, you give them 20 different corner kick variations and they have to learn them inside out and call them by name. Try that. You know, you will lose your team after 2 weeks of work.
Peter Bowes, I'm going to be the one who dives into some maybe national stereotypes here, but Jürgen Klinsmann sounds like sort of the opposite of the German that we're used to, the methodical playbook style leadership that Americans think Germans are all about.
But I think his relatively quiet demeanor, his laid-back style, hides that steely reserve, that gritty determination to win. And he still has that. And his pedigree and his background shows that he can achieve that. So I think he is he's a relatively quiet guy. But basically, I think he knows what he's doing.
And Peter, you asked Jürgen Klinsmann about the chances of the United States making it out of Group G. Listen.
We understand it's going to be difficult, but nothing is impossible. You know, and that comes a little bit the Barack Obama approaches. Yes, yes, we can.
And you call it the group of death?
We call it a group of death from our perspective, because it's obviously not the group of death from Portugal or from Portuguese or from the German perspective.
Peter Bowes, I don't know, with Barack Obama sitting at about 43% approval rating, maybe you don't want to really invoke him going into a tournament like this. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's aware of that as well. And well, he's just trying to pull out everything, to just use every analogy possible, I think, to give this a positive spin. It's certainly going to make for an exciting World Cup, though.
Well, the United States has recruited a legendary German player to lead its side in the group of death, Group G, in the World Cup. That's Jürgen Klinsmann, one of the greatest players of all time. Can he make a difference for the perennially underdog USA soccer team? Peter Bowes of the BBC, thank you.
Many thanks. You're very welcome.